So Daddy has asked me to talk about zeal and enthusiasm. You know, we have the Murli of the 5th of November, and we also have the Murli of the 31st of October, and both of them were about zeal and enthusiasm, and beneath that, love. So I would like to talk. I did actually do a class on this subject some few days ago, so you might have seen that. But love is the thing that keeps us coming, isn't it? In fact, Baba said in both Murlis, you came here by the power of love. So if somebody showers you with love, how do you feel? Good, huh? You're not going to be neutral about it, are you? Very difficult. So it's a yukti. But then you want to know if it's real. Because, you know, somebody can display love for something. If they want something from you, they can put it on. But then they won't be able to keep it up unless it's real. And so Baba draws us here with love. I mean, it has to be pretty real for it to reach halfway around the world. Whichever way you look at, it's halfway around the world, it gets to us and pulls us in. Daddy was mentioning this morning about the song, and he's pulling us with a string of love. And even this string is another analogy that's used for going into the subtle regions. Baba will pull that string, pull you into the subtle regions. And so we have to be having the power, the stage of being sufficiently interesting to Baba that he will say. I remember one time Baba was giving the Murli in here, Baba Babdada, huh? And this hall had just been built. And super squashed, you can fit 700 people. So we were super squashed. And you could be about 2 feet away from Baba. Yeah. Baba would stay here. You know, he would come about 6:30 in the evening, and he would be here all the way till sometimes 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes even 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And then we would go with Daddy Prakash money after that for the next day's Murli, shortly afterwards. And there was a rock. It's not there, it is there, but they built things onto it, so you can't tell. But where there is a parking lot, a car park, and where the cows fool around in the garbage, that used to be flat nothing and a very nice flat rock. All BKs would sit on that rock, and Dadi Prakash Mani would give us the Murli there. So that one day, Baba was here, and I remember I was sitting in that corner, right at the very back, and somebody was trying to talk to me, and I was trying to listen to Baba, what he was saying. And I was looking at him, and he put his finger, and he went like that. And I said, excuse me, gotta go. Came up here, you know. So this this sense in your relationship with Baba, that pull, you know. Because any time anything happens to drag you down or sort of discourage you, because Maya has a lot of agents who are very persuasive. And Dadi very often mentions how Maya comes in a terrifying form or the attractive form. And so love is a very attractive thing. And Maya says, well, let me love you and get you that way. So you have to be very careful to distinguish between the love that you get from Baba and a different kind of love, poisonous love, that Maya will sometimes turn on, because there's no rules for Maya. It'll get you any way it can. So the love that we have for Baba, I mean, if you think about it, I don't know if you've ever done this, you know, because I used to tell Daddy, I said, Daddy, I really don't think I love Baba. She says, nonsense, you love Baba very much. I said, no, I do not. She said, no, no, you do. I said, I know if I love her. She says, no. I said, how do you know? She said, well, you're doing all these things for Baba, so you know, I'm not going to believe that you don't love Baba. So I said, okay. But I said, I don't feel it, you know. You want to feel it, right? Have you thought about this? That if you can actually feel your love for Baba, that would be good. You don't want to just intellectually, yes, I love Baba, maybe. Right? A love, it's not that you want somebody to love you, but you also want to know, do I love him? Or am I just, you know, sitting here because I'm supposed to, you know? Because that's not valid really, is it? So I think that it's a very good exercise, a very good meditation to go very deep inside yourself and find the place inside you which is the intensity of your love for him. Because you cannot love him like that unless you experience his love for you like that at some point. And we have the entire cycle. Right? We've been golden age, silver age. He wasn't there. Excuse me. As soon as we drop into, you know, the copper age, the body consciousness, the separation, the loss, you don't know what you had until you've lost it, right? Isn't it? And so that moment when we experience that we have lost what we didn't know we had triggers the remembrance of a confluence age. Because within every soul there is this subconscious, indelible memory of the encounter with God. You know, the moment where we were created and we got it and we felt it and we knew it. And the existence of this is the thing that makes it possible to recognize Baba when he comes. I remember sometime before coming into Gyan, I was in a lot of thought. And I knew God was going to come, and he would come soon. But I didn't know if I would recognize him. Because somehow or the other I knew that he is secret, hidden, not obvious. And of course coming into Gyan and recognizing, so it wasn't a problem, but I was quite worried, you know, because there's nothing worse, and there are many people. They get the information, they're shown the mirror, the pictures, everything, they don't recognize. We do. And so, what is it that enables us to recognize him? So I'll tell you a ridiculous story, but anyway, it's relevant. There was a dog, small dog, black one, and I knew this dog when it was a very small puppy. And so it was my job to take this dog for its morning walk and do its business and the whole bit. So I did that for maybe a year or so. And then I left. I didn't see this dog for a long time. And then I went back after several years, and this dog looked at me, and all of a sudden it recognized, oh! So it started jumping up and down, peed itself and everything. So excited, you know. So it's that recognition which creates that sense, you know, of, you know, there was love there. And it's sometimes when it's not there that you feel it greatest. I don't know. So I think what I'm trying to say here is it's in there. And one of the things we need to do, or part of our process of, you know, using these wings of zeal and enthusiasm, is to find that place deep inside the core of your heart. You know, because our heart, and Baba was talking about double foreigners, especially, you know, liking the heart. But our heart, his heart is light, right? And when we are light-hearted and connected with his heart, then we are also light, great light, which will scare away any lions or anything that happens to get in the way. But why are we not light-hearted all the time? Because you would think, if you found your long-lost beloved of, you know, a couple thousand years, 2,500 years, you have been looking for this mysterious beloved who is invisible and you can't find, birth after birth after birth, where you are sort of a mixture of intense adoration and fervor and love and disappointment and self-doubt that maybe he doesn't love me, maybe he doesn't want me, maybe, you know, all these waste thoughts. It happens, right? And so our emotions are very mixed, because he's not going to tell us, okay, see you after 2,500 years, better off if you believe in reincarnation. Because if you don't, you spend your whole life trying to connect with God, and you believe in only one life, and then you didn't make it, and then what? What is that? So there's something very important about the sense of multiple births that actually allows us to keep going and keep going, maybe in this religion, maybe in that religion, who knows what. Maybe no religion, maybe as a poet, maybe as who knows what. You're trying to get, and it slips through your fingers all the time. But then, in the short, short confluence age, and when I came in Gyan, you had 2 years to be Karmatit because we were going to have destruction in 1976. I said, ooh, 2 years. I have to become like Daddy Jenki in 2 years. My God. And just throw everything away and hurry up. Fortunately, we had a bit more time. So I used to tell Baba, 2 years, you know, there's not very much time. I need at least 30 years, you know. She had 30 years, I only have 2 years, not fair. After all, you know, all these years, you're looking for God and then only finally find Him, only to know that everything is going to blow up in your face within 2 years, and that's not enough time. So that was a great relief when you said, oops, well, there's a little bit more time, you know. And he tells us there's very little time. Why does he tell us there's very little time? Even at the very beginning, Baba had said, no Diwali, you everything before the next, there won't be any next Diwali. You know, the urgency is a very important psychological factor to get us off of our, how do you say? Yes, but I don't know how to say that in a nice royal way. Anyway, you know what I mean. And actually get going, you see. And because I remember, you know, Amrit Vela, you see, I was in the beginning of the service in London, and so Daddy was very enthusiastic to get us within 2 years to become Karmateet, you know. You can imagine. And so I was invited to stay with Daddy in Tennyson Road. She slept on a door. Usually doors are this way, but it was a door lying on four bricks, these breeze blocks, you know, with some newspaper around them. And then Jentiben and myself slept on the floor. And Jentiben went off, and it was just me and Daddy. And you see, we wake up, and 4 o'clock in the morning, you see, she told me, okay, you remember Shiv Baba. So I look at the Shiv Baba light, I remember Shiv Baba, and I look at her, she's looking at Brahma Baba. So I say, okay, this is what she's telling me, but what is she doing? So I look at her very intensely. How is she meditating? Because if I'm doing this and she's doing that, then that's not right. I have to figure out what is she doing so I can also do that. And then otherwise, you know, I'm not going to make it. So I would see. We had that kind of Brahma Baba, which is made in Hong Kong. It was a very special one with cloth, you know, so it's like a, you know, have you ever seen those? It's like a bas relief in cloth, and so a little bit sticking out. Huh? You still have. Anyway, that was there. And she was remembering Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. And I was just remembering Shiv Baba without Brahma Baba. So I said, that can't be right. Because whatever she's doing, I knew it was right. Because she had this enormous searchlight. I don't know, have you seen that? Yes? No? Anyway, if you're meditating very carefully, you can see this huge light coming out of Dadi's forehead. I said, I want one of those. You know, that kind of light. Because it's very, very attractive, the light, the bodiless light, you see, and to get that. Anyway, I'm supposed to be talking about enthusiasm. But these kind of memories do make you feel enthusiastic because it's so amazing, you know. And at that time, all these original jewels, what we call the original jewels, emerged. And we had brothers like Brother Ken, you know, from, where is he from? Brazil. And Charlie. And there was another one called Aidan, another one called Louis, and Simon, and they were all guitars and all this, you know. And it was the time of the Beatles, and it was long, long ago, you know, when we were small. And first, and they made beautiful songs. Sarah Eager, she doesn't sing now, but she sang extraordinary. I mean, and there we were meditating, and these songs were coming out, and people were writing poems and flying, and we all kind of got into this sort of intoxicated high stage. that he has finally come and he's here and he's wonderful and he's beautiful and we're going to go and make heaven and go and live there. And, you know, it was a very, very intoxicating time. And we were kids, you know, so we didn't have any idea that you can't be done. You know. I think this is one of the good things about Baba, is he gets you when you're young. You know, because you don't have any idea that these things are not impossible. Of course it's possible, yes. Karmateet in 5 minutes. You know, go to Madhavan right now. Yes, no problem. Make money from somewhere. Why not? You know, we didn't have jobs. And so it was very great day. So sometimes Baba says one way to experience enthusiasm is to remember the days of your childhood. So we'll do that for us. Okay, sleep tight. So this is the thing. And one time Baba had told us, if you, you know, because people like variety, right? You like things that inspire you. You know, when you fall in love with Baba, that's great inspiration. And you're on that high for a while. And then Maya comes along and says, excuse me, what is this? You know, who do you think you are? That's not real. You know, and starts causing trouble, sowing seeds of doubt. He says, oh, boring. Every Murali, he says, you are a soul, we know. A peaceful soul, yes, I know. Be good, yeah, all right. I am good. Golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, confluence age. Yeah, I know. Same thing, every day. No, he says, not at all the same thing. Only when you're body conscious, then you cannot experience the Murali. When you're body conscious, the Murali is inaccessible. You must have experienced that, right? But the Murali is also medicine. And so we have to take the medicine and allow it to do its work. And the Murali is very powerful, Maya is very powerful, you are very powerful, God is very powerful, time is very powerful, all these things are there, the family is very powerful. You know? But one of Maya's tricks is to get you to get bored. Yeah, I'm bored. Not interested. Yeah, okay, I know I'm a soul. Peaceful. I don't like being peaceful. It's boring. Heaven. Nothing goes on in heaven. At least in hell it's more exciting. I think I'll go to hell. But then you don't like it, you know. So Baba was saying when you kind of get bored and you come to a standstill, you're at a T-junction and you don't know which way to go, whether you want to go to hell, go back to your old life with lots of coloured clothes and lots of miseries and going in loss and all of this kind of thing, which is actually more boring. Yeah? Because what is Gyan? It is Tyag, Tapasya, Seva. Have you heard those? Yeah? It's renunciation. Oh, you don't like that. Renunciation, that's Bhakti Mark. You don't need renunciation, right? But still, it is said, renunciation. What do we have to renounce? We have to renounce those things which trouble us, disturb us, and put us in loss. We don't have to renounce anything else. He says, oh, you don't like white clothes. Yes, we do. Very nice. Huh? People say to us, how do you keep clean? You know? We do. Bleach. Yeah? it's much easier to keep white clean than anything else, you know. And we like the vibration of white. You know, if you're not wearing full on white, sometimes you feel a little, you know, your aura's not quite shining enough. But anyway, then you see, service doesn't work out. Why doesn't service work out? I have to do this. I have too much to do. I can't do it. Right? Yeah, whatever you try and do doesn't work because I comes along, right? And so we have to renounce that. And one time Baba said, the only mistake you make is to consider God's job to be your job. You cannot make heaven. Only He can make heaven. But through us. So this is nice. We are instrument of God. And how do you say, I am the instrument of God? This is also ego. So what I like is, God did something and I was there, I saw. That's not ego. But still he says, instrument consciousness. You have to have instrument consciousness. It doesn't mean, I am the instrument. That doesn't work. Baba is getting it done. You have to stand out of the way. And actually, we need to have a good amount of meditation. So along with renunciation comes tapasya. Why we can't meditate is because we haven't renounced. So as Dadi has been saying lately, the intellect is wandering around here and there. No concentration, easily distracted. So you know in the Murali that if anybody's falling asleep, she'll say, hey, wake up, what is this, comfortable chairs. And you see, you know, and snoring. Anyway, then there's the other direction. Our doing something else. Or somebody's coming, somebody's sitting, somebody's lost their earphones. Ooh, big deal. You know? I have to see that. And then at that time you can't catch what the bit of the Murli was, and so you miss the link. And then, you know, because the Murli is a flute, after all. It's a flute, yes, Murli. And so when Baba plays the Murli, it's a dance. Sometimes it's called Gyan dance. So if you're a dancer and you disconnect from the music, how are you going to dance? Not possible. If you're a singer and you miss the music, how are you going to sing? You see, so we need to, as Dadi said today, the fortunate one is the one who's actually able to listen and remain connected with the flow of the Murli. Then you catch the interesting points. And I calculated one time, in case you don't think there's anything to churn on in the Murli and you've already churned it all, there are 300 points in every Murli. 300. It's probably enough to keep you going during the day, right? And then if you don't like that, Baba invariably puts some point together with some other point in a juxtaposition that's new and different. Because the soul, the mind, likes variety. You want some new thing, not I am a soul, you are God, drama is it. You get bored. But when there are points that are put together with other points in a way that you haven't heard before, it strikes the mind. And so you can enable yourself to fly by using these new combinations. After all, the knowledge itself is extremely simple. Three dots, me, him, and it. Isn't it? It means whatever is going on, it. Him is him, me is me. So, but then you get bored. There's me, him, it. Sometimes you get amazed. Me, him, it. Fantastic. Me, him, it. Boring. Depends on your stage. Yeah. So there is this expression also that comes in the Murli, grind your own. That refers to your drugs. Because in the path of bhakti, they take all kinds of intoxicants so that they can get high. It's artificial. And it's actually a memorial of the high that you get by grinding your own points and getting amazed. And you can fly with those, and it's your own. Right? If somebody else gives you something, you say, okay, that's very nice, eat it up, and after 3 minutes, it's over. But if you made it yourself, it has a way of sustaining you over a good long period of time. And so, grinding your own ingredients is good, you know. So, when there is something that sustains us, we feel benefited, and so there is love. Love is an experience that is triggered by the sense of benefit, isn't it? You know, if somebody's horrible to you, you're not going to love them. If somebody nice to you, not just superficially nice to you, but really creates a situation where you are long-term benefited, you feel a very deep gratitude and love and appreciation. And because you say, huh? Many of us say, if I wasn't in Gyan, I'd be dead. Or mad. Or lost or something. But certainly not this state of having the most interesting family in the world. You don't know who's sitting next to you. Could be all kinds of possibilities. Because every one of us has had 84 births, and they're not just any old births. They're particularly interesting, historic, you know. Births which have had some meaning and significance, you know. You can't just be going around the cycle as a boring person. Now, in this last birth, we are simple. We are so well disguised we don't even know who we are. And sometimes we don't know who the other Brahmins are. This is why Baba says you have to use your third eye, very sharply tuned, finely tuned, and discern the virtues of that person. Through that you can figure out who they are. You can figure out who you are. And then you are again enthusiastic that, wow, this is me. I am me. I'm very glad I'm me. And not anybody else, you know. Because you have to, if you're not, you're going to be with yourself for cycle after, you better like you. And so it's very, very amazing experience to actually go into the depth of oneself and discover not just hundreds of different vices, which is very boring, but the reality of who you are, you know. And then you can believe that, yeah, he loves me. Not just I love him, he also loves me. Because I'm lovable. If you can appreciate, recognize, love yourself, it's very easy to understand why he would say, okay, you, come over here. Come in the family, be in the school, and take your place in the hierarchy of the Golden Age. Okay, sounds good to me. You know? And so we have to keep on reminding ourselves of these things so that we remain in reality, you see. Because the unreality of self-forgetfulness leads to depression, self-doubt, yeah, ordinariness. So Baba had said, especially in the Murali of the Fifth, be enthusiastic, not just only while you're meditating, doing service and all these things that you are more conscious about, but when you're doing something apparently ordinary. Be enthusiastic then also. Because even if you're doing something ordinary, you don't forget who you are. Even you will hear stories of Brahma Baba that he is making these round things with the cow pats, you know, for burning fuel. And he is in intoxication at the same time. Anybody might get a vision. Not of the cow pats, but of the stage, you know. So even when you're doing very ordinary things, the stage doesn't have to be ordinary. You see? Because what you're doing is not what's important, it's what you are. And what you are is a factor of your stage. You say, okay, what am I? There's two things. One is, who am I? And the other is, what am I? And you kind of dance between these two. Who am I? What am I? Okay. So what am I? Okay, I'm an it. Soul. A he or a she is body, right? When a baby is born, they say, what is it? And it's either a boy or a girl, but it starts off as an it. So maybe a soul is an it. But then a soul isn't a thing, it's a being, so then it can't be an it. So we don't have a pronoun for a soul in any language. So what can you do? But then you can think, you see, am I an it, a he, or a she, or a what? And what is he? Is he an it, or a he? Is he a he, or is he a she? Or what? You know, because our language is too limited for these things. So we know that any thought that we think in English is mostly going to be body conscious. Because it, you know. So we have to really churn in such a way so that even our language, which is created by the body conscious intellect, is freed from the body consciousness. And it allows us to catch the spirituality. Then we can again feel the enthusiasm and zeal. Another thing about it is, which I call the power to keep on going on. Just keep going no matter what. Because, you know, it's a long road. This is one of the reasons why Baba says, no next Diwali, okay, destruction in 3 minutes, get ready now. You know, and after 3 years, it's still 3 minutes. But we need all that time. As Daddy was saying this morning, a lot of people waste time. How do we waste time? And mostly Baba had said, very interesting, donate time through your intellect. Wasn't it? Very interesting. So the brothers and sisters from Germany came to me and said, what is this? Donate time through your intellect. Very interesting subject question. Why does he say that? Or you can, you know, shower people with time through your intellect. What is this? What do people want from us? Attention. Attention. You know, is totally without drishti? You know, people will stop the queue. Drishti. Totally without drishti. We didn't come for the totally, we came for the drishti. And totally is the excuse. And so what is drishti? It's attention. We want to feel that somebody has seen us, loved us, given us sakash, vibes, you know, attention. Otherwise you think, oh, I think nobody knows who I am. I think Baba doesn't know I exist. Right? Then you will immediately have a depression and no more enthusiasm. But if Baba looks at you and says, my child, siki lade bache mite mite, right? When we say mite mite, it means he is mite mite because for him we are mite mite. Because actually we don't say mite mite siki lade, he says mite mite. And we just repeat it in the class because it's the only Hindi we know. So it makes you feel connected. So we need attention. So if somebody is paying attention to you, they're giving you time. Even if it's only 1 second. 1 second of quality time, serious drishti from the great Bap Dada. We feel loved, satisfied. 1 second. And Brahma Baba used to give drishti very fast. He is so fast, he can tell everything about you in a nanosecond. Sometimes Baba has, you know, 20,000 people in front of him and everybody feels, yeah, Baba saw me. You know, and he will give drishti 20,000 people in half an hour. I don't know, you calculate how much that is. It's not long, but people feel satisfied, and partly because of the atmosphere. So, when we pay attention to someone in the consciousness of being attentive, and we're also paying attention to ourselves. Are you getting bored? Should we stop? Are you going to Gyan Sarovar over? Too late. No, their bus went at 9. No? Finished? I finished. What was I saying? Attention. Oh, what do you think? If somebody gives you attention, you feel better, huh? If somebody doesn't give you attention, you feel depressed. So the question is, are we dependent on somebody else's time given to us by their intellect? Yes, no? I mean, we like it. And then Baba's saying to us, okay, you've got all these treasures, now donate them. And so whatever we need for us, we also learn from that, what does somebody else need from me? Because we're all human. And so then we can start to distribute the treasures of Baba. Because we understand their value. And we have carefully accumulated them. Maybe every so often you go into loss. As if you have a waste thought, sink one waste thought in 24 hours. One. You don't feel good. Because it really messes up your state. One waste thought. I don't know if you've tried to have, maybe you tried 1 hour no waste thoughts. Because Baba has given us direction, no waste thoughts. Because the killer is actually waste thoughts. And then you say, well, it's only a waste thought. No, it's a waste thought. And so your conscience has to be so tuned that you notice, waste thought. Stop it before it actually becomes a complete thought. It can be a part of a thought, and about to be thought. Because you can tell what it's going to come out as. Restrain yourself from it so that you don't have a waste thought, because then you can have a powerful mind. A waste thought, even one waste thought, is a contamination of the mind. So our conscience has to be so refined that